Back in October, Sophie Boutette came up with the idea for Operation Kindness when she decided she had had enough isolation.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been mostly working from home, and I was starting to feel a bit isolated, and Christmas is coming, and I thought, you know what, I don't want to be home bored all of the fall and Christmas, and so I said, why don't we do something about it?
She decided she wanted to connect with the community by finding and delivering Christmas gifts to residents and long-term care homes. She posted on Facebook looking for someone who worked at a local nursing home. Renee McDonald answered her call. McDonald says she saw Boutette's post and sent her a message out of curiosity. She says she loved the idea as soon as she heard it. McDonald works at the Trillium Care Community Home, where there are 170 residents total. She got a list of what every single resident wanted for Christmas. Deborah Bach reached out to Boutette to offer her help as well. They've been dropping the gifts off at Bach's house to be wrapped. Boutette says that close to 175 other people volunteered to help them, either by buying the gifts on the list or wrapping and collecting them. They've managed to collect 170 gifts, one for every resident. McDonald says she's pleasantly surprised by their success.
I wasn't sure that we would be able to get that many gifts, but we did. And that's a very big accomplishment, I think.
They'll deliver the gifts to the residents at the Trillium Care Community Home on Christmas morning. For Kicker, I'm Anna Stafford.